DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Sesame Street Potty Time Elmo. Elmo makes potty training so much fun. Little ones can give Elmo a drink from his sippy cup and help him use the potty. Features lots of fun phrases and a reward song and an accident song. Check them out at SesameStreetPottyTimeElmo.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a very stinky discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined by the Sesame Street Potty Time Elmo Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is.
You know, I can't really speak to that. I don't know if we have a Sesame Street Potty Time Elmo.
So. You know what? Before we go one more second into this show, before we do one more second, you know, there was a very important question asked of you on the latest It's All About Me podcast. Did you hear it?
Absolutely.
All right. And what was your answer?
The answer is no.
Okay. The answer is no. So there you go, Mark and Ed. The answer that you asked, Adam, at the 50-minute mark in your show, we're right around the 50-minute mark. I was...
Sometimes yes, but usually no.
Right. Exactly. It is 10 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. Well, it's actually 10:12 on a Tuesday evening, and that can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com, and let's say hello to the chat room, shall we? Hi, chat room. We have Turnip Head. We have Brian, that blue jeans guy. We have Cronehaven. We have Drycum, Wisconsin. I think he's pushing the limits of his RC.
You know, dry cum can actually hurt. Does it ever dry? You don't get it all cleaned up and it sticks to your pubes and then you move the wrong way and it pulls?
Can't say that I have.
It does. If it like dries in there and then you move the wrong way and it kind of pinches and pulls your skin, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Got to get it cleaned up.
That's why you shave down there.
Well, I trim, but you know, you don't want to be completely bare bald.
We have the Good Humor Penguin. That's Michael Fine. We have Grand Dragon Daddy Dave. We have Kathy Bacon. We have Mags. We have RT Cruiser. We have Toppy Smelly. And I believe that's it. That's all we have there in the chat room. So thanks to everyone for joining us this evening in the chat room. There you go.
Thanks, everyone in the chat room, for joining us. Good night, everyone.
I don't have the list up in front of me, so I am
pretty
sure.
You know what I think it's time for?
What?
I think it's time for the weather. You know, we haven't done the weather report in a long time.
We haven't. Let's see.
We are known for our weather reports on this show.
How do I get there to play that music that we all love? Let's see. No, that's not it. Where's the damn forecast thing?
I don't know.
Fail. Best produced podcast.
Well, for the eastern part of the country, that big dome of high pressure has come down with cold Canadian air.
Oh, it's the Canadians' fault.
Temperatures. That front that brought the first snowflakes of the season to Boston, New York City, well out to sea, but they have a very, very cold time of it the next couple of days in the Northeast.
Yes.
Little lake effect snow shower activity as well.
Yes.
And that front plunging down through the south.
Plunging.
Into the Gulf Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Canadians are plunging down into our states. They're frosty cold air.
So it is currently, now I don't even know whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. Don't even get me started. It's the correct way to do temperature is all I'm going to say. The Canadians have it. Do Canadians do it differently than us as well?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
The Canadians, yes. The entire world does it better.
RC and Turnip Head and everyone else, I just want to say for all of us Americans, yes. Because that's the way we do it in America, that is the correct way. whatever it is, it's 26 degrees. No, it's 28 degrees here.
Oh, sorry.
Right now.
Yes, it's 28 degrees where you are.
And I mean, it just, I mean, today, all of a sudden, the bottom just dropped out. I guess all that Canadian air just
the cold. Did
down
you not
here.
Hear that the cold Canadian air is plunging into our states? It is plunging into our states. You know, I heard on the Big Fatty Online that he also was getting some cold air heading down there to the Charlestons.
Now, I'm not looking at the chat room at the moment because I'm doing something else, and it's hard for me to talk and do anything at the same time, but I will look at the chat room in a moment. But I will say, for the ones in Canada, they're probably saying, oh, 26 is nothing. It's like minus 500 up here. You know, we have icicles growing off of our icicles, and we go out in thongs. But I don't know. Maybe they're not saying that. I really don't know because I'm not looking at the chat room. But I can only imagine.
Whatever. You know what? Right now it is -3 degrees Celsius here in where I'm at. Let's see. Let me update my thing because we're supposed to go down actually lower than that this evening. But let me see. It's, at the moment though we are at -3 Celsius. Let's see. Let me go here and do a little update thing.
Well, we're 28. What's that?
I don't know.
And the low tonight is 16.
Right. Our low tonight is -8 Celsius. So, it's 26
degrees.
What's
my low tonight?
I don't know. Anyway, you would, it's if only there was some kind of, you know, website. If only there was some kind of website that would let you type that in. Anyway, no, it's 26 degrees Fahrenheit here. And we got our first snow of the season today. So I woke up this morning and, we had some snow. We didn't get any stuck on the ground because I am coastal. I am on the coast of Connecticut, so I did not have any snow sticking around because thanks to the heating effect of Long Island Sound. We had some snow today, so that was kind of cool.
So I know last year you were a little bit disappointed with the snow. Are you feeling like it's going to be better this year? You know, you're
actually
gonna have
no.
More...
See, Adam, this is how little you pay attention to me. It was the first year we moved up here that I was disappointed in the snow.
How many years have you been there?
Last year, this is our third winter. Last year, we got like that 38 inches of snow in downtown New Haven where I lived.
Oh, okay.
So I stayed home for like 4 days. So.
Well, I pay attention. Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now here's now that 38 inches and so. But if I had worked for Yale New Haven at that time, I would have been expected to go into work.
I don't ever want to go into work again.
We see. I work for a hospital. Well, I work for a company that owns hospitals. But we are expected to go in just because in times of emergencies or whatever, the hospitals are open 24 hours, and so it's kind of all hands on deck. So we go there and we kind of like report, and then we follow to go over to the hospital and volunteer to, you know, help with phones or whatever while there's stuff going on. So.
Ah, Q Sledge in the chat room is asking if it was AOL inches, and that's a callback to a title of one of our previous episodes. You know, he may not even know that that's a callback to one of our previous episodes.
I'm sure
titles.
He does. You know, Q Sledge is currently working on a card game called Podcasting Gold. I don't know if you've seen that. He's playtesting it now. So if you like card games at all, like trading card games, you know, like card game. He's developed a deck. He's kind of beta testing it out to kind of see how it works. And then, you know, so if you have any interest in playing that, then find Q Sledge on either Facebook or on Google+.
Yeah.
The chat room is wanting to know if I'm required to perform surgery. No, I'm not. I'm not required to perform any kind of medical procedures.
That's
because
good.
I am not a medical doctor. However, you know, I would be expected to help. Should they need it.
So since you do have a degree in psychology, would they ever bring you in to, like, you know, I don't know, counsel that person who's on their deathbed,
right?
And, you know, they need some kind of therapy set. Would they say, Daniel, we know you're programming, you know, you're writing some very crucial code that's going to help us save a life someday.
Yes.
But we heard
that is what I do. Yes.
On your podcast that you have a degree in psychology. Could you come over and help out with this person, you know, lift their spirits a little bit?
Right. That's probably what I'd have to do. So, Adam, how's your week been?
You know, my week has been kind of ordinary. I mean, it's been really busy. You do that on purpose. When the phone's going to ring.
I know. See, it's like I have a sixth sense about it. Whatever. Let's say hello.
Hey, Dubious Intent Plus. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi, Jimmy Bear.
Celebrity death line. Sad to report that famed chef Charlie Trotter will not be down for breakfast. It's too bad. He was a really good chef.
Charlie Trotter. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jimmy Bear. Do you know who Charlie Trotter is?
Well, I will say no. I do, but I didn't know who he was until they mentioned him on The Chew. I watch. I record Chew. The Chew every right. day.
The Chew. I don't watch that show because I find it annoying how people pronounce it, because everyone has to over enunciate it when they say it. What were you watching? I was watching The Chew.
The Chew.
The Chew.
How are you supposed to say it? I mean, The Chew. The Chew.
The Chew.
The Chew. The Cha. I don't. What am I supposed to say? It's The Chew. That's how you say it. Anyway, they're always very happy in their cooking. How can you not like that show? Food and happiness for an hour.
Yes.
Joviality.
So yeah. So I don't. Sure. It's an iconoclastic word, but it's a word nonetheless.
Look, sometimes life sucks, and you just want to watch one of those shows that's just completely fluff. Just a fluff show.
Now, you do realize that if you give this to him, that you're going to have an angry Australian. So I'm going to leave it up to you, sir. So you give me a nod one way or the other. I've got my fingers on the buttons here. Which way am I going?
Well, I think RT, you know, we're not going to do it.
So sorry, Jimmy Bear.
Although, you know, I feel bad because this pot of gold is going to be so, it's going to be like nothing. I guess a dollar was too low for me to chew. But I thought we will both be broke if we do $5 again because of how high it was this year. So I set it at a number I thought, oh, there's no way we'll go. And it's true. We're not going to go broke. We'll be at like $10 by the time we get to Pride. But no, we're at $11.50.
He died. He was only 54 years old. You know, he was a James Beard Award winner for Outstanding Chef from Chicago.
I don't know if that counts as celebrity, though.
Was he ever on, the thing?
The Chew?
Not The Chew.
Top Chef? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like Top Chef Masters or any of those things. Was he ever on
I don't know.
TV?
Well, see, it depends
he
on what you
here's
consider.
The thing. Here's the, well, wait. No, he does. I was going to say he doesn't have a Wikipedia page, but he does. Let's see. Lawsuits, personal life. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. You know, Jimmy Bear, please don't be mad at us. But yeah, it's kind of an obscure one. It's if I walked up to someone and said, oh my God, Charlie Trotter is dead, they would be like, who the hell is Charlie Trotter? Whereas if I went up to someone and went, oh my God, Emeril Lagasse is dead, they'd go, oh, wow, bam, right? I mean, they would know who that was.
So. And we have gotten a call that will be, well, I think, well, I'm foreseeing a call about the obscurity of some of the ones that we have let win recently.
Right.
And I will say, I have a little worried that the pot will be too low. So I'm being lenient.
We can always add more to the pot.
I want you guys to, you know, feel like there's value in this show. And of course, the only value is winning the pot.
Right.
On Celebrity Death Bump.
So Adam, how was your week?
Well, this week was... not much to say about this week, really, but I did want to mention, I know I've been talking about wanting to be rich. And so
yes.
I'm on this crusade, you know.
You're on this crusade. Now, did you get caught up on It's All About Me? Did you hear their suggestions for you to make it rich?
I knew I meant to do that. I'm gonna. It's in my queue.
Wait, it was in your queue last time.
It is still in my, it hasn't left my queue.
Adam Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
You know, don't you feel bad?
I think what happened is it's all Pocket Cast's fault because I look at the list of new podcasts that come in. Well, if I listen to one for a few minutes and then put it down and go do something else and then the app gets closed for some reason, when I go back in, it doesn't have that podcast in that list anymore because you've played a few minutes of it. So I think what happened is I started it. And then it's no longer in my list when I went back, and I didn't realize that I hadn't. So I will go back and listen to that.
Excellent. So, yes, you're on your get-rich-quick schemes here. So let me tell you, yes. We're not going to get rich off of that.
Just do you know, and I'm not going to get rich off of YouTube because I'm not young and hot and a girl or some Swedish hot guy who plays video games. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Do you know that the most downloaded YouTuber... who probably makes millions of dollars a year, has millions of subscribers on YouTube. His name is PewDiePie.
Yes.
His quality is horrendous. Well, I haven't watched a lot, but what I've seen, and all he does is sit there and play fucking...
This is like so just conjecture. This is just outright... So he probably makes a lot of money. His quality might be bad.
Well, he's the most down... has the most subscribers
on
of
that,
anyone.
On that, we... Well, no, that's not true. He's number two this week. I mean, it goes by weeks, by the way. So if you go there and look at the...
he is kind of cute, though.
If you go there and look this week, he is number two this week with 42,716,750 views.
Anyway, I don't appeal to young children, and that's who watches YouTube. I'm too
actually,
old
you know
to
what? There was a very good discussion on
attract the Justin Bieber crowd.
There was a very good discussion on frame rate about this. If you look at the top YouTube channels, right? Other than PewDiePie, which is an outlier, I will grant. However, he does do a lot of production. He actually does kind of, it's funny to watch. I mean, he's got the right idea.
I'm not saying that no one has production. I'm just saying that there are a lot of factors that play into whether you're popular.
Let's look at the top 10 YouTube channels, right? The number one channel is Muyap, which is a music channel from I don't know where, Turkey. It's a Turkish music channel. One Direction Vivo is number three. PewDiePie was number two. The Disney Collector BR is number four. Number five is Katy Perry Vivo. Number six is Eminem Vivo. Number seven is Miley Cyrus Vivo. But here's the thing. This is the point that they made on, if you look at the top 50, a lot of them are music. And what they made a point of talking about on frame rate this week was that music videos are one of those few things that you watch again and again. They're actually better the second and third time you watch them if you like the song, because you're looking for more things on them. So, of course, the top 50 most viewed YouTube channels have to do with music, because those are individual views, not how many videos. The guy didn't publish 42 million, 42 million people didn't look at PewDiePie's videos. His videos were played for a combined time of 42 million times this past week. And he has a lot of little short videos that have like been very meme worthy that get played. And they're like maybe a minute or two, then they get linked on someone's Facebook. And each one of those counts as a view. I mean, those are the things that counts for views.
I know. Well, I don't think I'm going to make money at YouTube, because here's the deal.
I love that.
First of all,
you're just going to give up.
First of all, I'm lazy. Second of all, I'm a perfectionist. Third of all, I have low self-esteem. So here's what happens. I make a video. I set everything up and I make a video. And then I'm too lazy to edit it. And then I look at it and I think, you know what? I look horrible in that video. I mean, there are bags under my eyes. And then I don't post it because I was too lazy to edit it. I was afraid that I would look too ugly. And then I think, oh, that's lame what I was talking about.
Stop
anyway,
it.
But how I'm going to, so I don't know. I don't know. But I just thought it was, but the way I'm going to make money,
yes,
this is how I'm going to make, are
the
you
way
ready?
You, I am ready. I am you, seated. I am seated and I'm ready to hear your, should we take you off the stream in case someone steals this idea?
I have the idea in my head and
yes,
I'm about to say that idea.
No,
that,
you know, that joke stopped being funny.
Are you? So my idea is I am going to mine Bitcoins. I'm going to become a Bitcoin miner.
Yes.
And I'm going to become a millionaire.
Now, if you had come up with this idea
2 years ago,
3 years ago,
I
I would have been all over that shit. I would have been like, you know what, Adam, that is a great idea. You should get yourself like a bunch of NVIDIA cards, stack up some GPUs there, turn your, build a little mining machine for like $1,000 or whatever. You will make your money back, within a couple of weeks of mining. However, the Bitcoin algorithm ensures that there is a fixed amount of currency that will be released inside of the Bitcoin system, right? There's a finite number of Bitcoins that will be released by 2020. And what happens is it is a tapering off. So it's like there's more Bitcoins released up front of that curve than there are, and we're past the halfway point now. So now there will never be as many Bitcoins being discovered now as there were before. And now that people are building these super high, like GPU intensive machines, they're actually taking cloud servers, like Amazon cloud servers, and like renting out farms of cloud servers in order to run these cryptological ciphers to try to discover different Bitcoins. So you can't get into the mining game at this point in time for less than like $5,000 or $10,000.
Okay, but here's the deal: there are sites where you go on and you sign up. And you do group mining.
Yes.
So I will use all of my computers as miners, but then I'm in a group and they do it. So what I think will happen is maybe I only get one or two, but in another 5 years, the value of Bitcoins is going to go up more. And eventually, you can't give up. I mean, think about, there were people who did domain, was that stuff where they bought domains and then they
cyber
go out.
Cyber squatting, yes.
Yeah. And now that's not as lucrative as it once was, because a lot of the domains are gone and whatever.
Yes.
But you can't give up.
You gave up on YouTube.
I didn't give up on YouTube. I'm not saying I'm never going to post a video, but I don't think I'll make a cent from YouTube is what I'm saying.
There you go.
So next time you see me, I will be a Bitcoin trillionaire.
Now, how much is this going to cost for you to go in on one of these groups?
Nothing. It's free.
And how is it? How is it? How are you sure that
you won't become a millionaire? But what you do is you sign up, you install the software on any of your machines you want to use, and it's not a software.
You could do that on your own. I'm just trying to tell you that the barrier to entry, the amount of horsepower that you could realistically throw at it, pales into comparison what people have out there running.
That's why you do these groups. No, they're like, I saw the article. You can find the article on TechCrunch. And it's called a pool. So you join a pool and you mine in a pool. And the concept of a pool is you join this big pool of people, and you're not really gonna become a millionaire, but you might make a few bucks a week or something. But anyway, so then a percentage of what that pool makes gets paid to the website.
Aha. There's the idea. They're the ones that are making the money.
It's not costing me anything. I would have had the computers running anyway. I don't ever turn them off. So I'm just using spare cycles, and I might, make a buck or two a week. I mean, why not try it out? I mean, who knows?
Now, if you're only interested in making a couple of bucks a week, can I interest you in something that's a lot easier to do?
I mean, I'd love to make more than that. I just thought I would try. What?
Well, Google has Google Surveys. I don't know if you're aware of these Google Surveys, which if you sign up to take Google Surveys, you get to take, I don't know how many a week, like 5 or 10 a week or something like that. And they pay you a couple of bucks every week to basically, they add the money to your wallet, to your Google wallet.
Well, that involves work. I can just install this software and it can just be running in perpetuity.
Excellent.
I told you, I'm apparently lazy. I mean, I don't know.
So did you ever turn around and look at the chat room? Because they've been giving you some helpful pieces of advice.
I was looking at them, but all I saw is Donna Sugar says Bitcoins are illegal, which is not true.
No, it's not.
It's not true. Let's see. Fun seeing your, I'm subscribing to Donna's booze right now. They're awesome.
I believe Donna suggested, how about working hard at your job?
I do, but it's not making me a millionaire. I make good money, just not enough.
So how many years at your current salary would it take for you to become a millionaire?
Then it would be telling everyone what my salary is. Does that mean if I saved every penny of my salary?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't want to tell everyone what I make. That's private. That is private. It would take me about 10 years.
Takes you about 10 years.
If I was to save every cent of what I made, but okay. I can't. I have to live.
Well, apparently you live very well.
I don't live very well. Anyway, I can't believe that was just a rough estimate. It's not anywhere near. It's not anywhere near that. And I don't want to, Don, I don't really want to be a millionaire. I just want to be able to travel for the rest of my life and just do fun stuff. That's what I want to do. I just want to, if I want to hop on a jet and go to Nairobi, I don't know why I'd want to go there, but if I did.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want to live,
Who doesn't want to what?
I'm not obsessed with money. I just have things I would like to do in life.
Like what?
That I can't, I would just like to be able to travel and do whatever I want.
Well, then
without being tied to the man,
take some of your thousands of dollars of video equipment and go travel and take videos and make YouTube videos. And then you can be the gay traveling, those stupid people on PBS that do all those travel shows and everything. You could be that. You could be the next Auntie Vera Charles.
I could.
Because she gets paid for all those YouTube videos. That's how she pays for those cruises.
In their Halloween episode, they were talking about how they go into debt to do those and then they pay them off over the next year.
No, but I mean, she gets paid for each one of those, those videos. Their cruise last year, I think they made about 712 different videos out of it. And each one of those videos, brought in like roughly $1,000.
I don't understand what RY come. He says now Adam Burns just totally did it himself.
See? That's like ringing the cash register over at the Vera Charles Mansion. See, just by playing that video, it's the cruise vacation part 212 from last year. There you go. You're welcome, Vera. Got a nice extra piece of money there.
Yes, Aunt, that estimate was so rough. I don't make nearly that. I make pennies.
Hello. Pennies.
Yeah, hi guys, Artie Cruiser.
Hi, Artie Cruiser.
After that debacle with my last entry,
yes,
I thought I'd ring in with a real one.
Wait, you mean the exploding phone call? I love the exploding phone call. I thought that was awesome.
Chitty Babu. That's Chitty Babu.
Uh-huh.
Indian comedian and actor has died.
See, now, first of all, you left out his first two calls.
I'm playing this in the order in which they are listed, or the order in which they've come in.
I don't think so.
You go look at the call log. Let's see. So Chitty Babu,
okay.
a renowned classical musician from India, and arguably, it says, one of the greatest Veena artists in the Carnatic music genre.
Does one person in the chat room know who that is?
Well, R.T. Cruiser is in the chat room.
Does one person, Aunt knows who it is, because Aunt just says Chitty passed away 4 days ago.
Chitty. I love how I start typing it in here.
Oh, well, Donna Sugars knows who Chitty Babu is. So
she's
lying. I guess he was a favorite of mine.
No, wait, was he a comedian or a musician? I'm getting this wrong here, because it says Tamil comedian Chitty Babu passed away. Chitty Babu. Is he a comedian or is he a musician?
I don't remember. Ant says this is a comedian.
He's a comedian.
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
நடிகர் சிட்டி பாபுவின் தந்தை முன்னே செல்ல அமைதியாகவும் அவசரமாகவும் இஸ்லாமிய முறைப்படி நடிகர் சிட்டி பாபுவின் உடல் நந்தனத்தில் உள்ள இஸ்லாமியர்களின் கல்லறை தோட்டத்திற்கு
எடுத்து. Oh my god, that is hilarious.
You know what he just said?
No,
I can translate it for
what
you.
What did he just say?
He said, "Why did the chicken cross the road?"
I give up. Why?
To get to the other side.
To get to the other side. All right. Yes or no on Chitty Babu? Right.
Oh, it's too much pressure. Why are you putting it all on me now?
Oh, all right, fine. We're giving you a dollar.
Really?
Jesus.
Really? Donna? Donna? Okay. It's all Donna's fault. And then we're going to get a call from Donna. Wait, who was the one? Oh, that was RT. Okay.
All right. Chitty, haha. Titty, titty, chitty, 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 babu.
Chitty, 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 bang, bang,
chitty,
babu.
Chitty, chitty, babu. Excellent.
So anyway,
yes.
That's it.
Well, that was fun.
Well, you know, for instance, I would love to be wealthy enough that I could just, you know, stay at home and do podcasting, because you're never going to make. I mean, okay, wait a minute. I am never going to make a living podcasting, but I would do it more often if I didn't have to go into work every day.
You know, I've had this thought for a long time.
What?
You know, because, you know, I'm one of those people, I like to tinker with things. So it's always been a fun thought experiment to me. It's like, if I were going to do a podcast, like, could I do it from my car? Could I do a full podcast?
You said that like a year ago.
I know.
You were
gonna I'm just saying that this is a thought. I still haven't done it, but I'm just saying this is my thought experiment here is like, could you do an entire podcast, you know, playing theme songs, playing voicemails, doing everything from your car? And not have
I don't
it
think
sound,
that's legal.
And not have it sound like it's your car.
I don't think that's legal.
Why?
Maybe because you can't even text message from your car. You can like run a mixer and like do all this.
No, you set the mixer, and then you have your tablet up on your. So you have all your voicemails and stuff on the tablet. So you're just touching a button.
Stop it.
Right.
I'm just saying, if texting is illegal, doing a podcast is probably illegal.
Fine. All right. So it sounds very political.
Oh, very good. Well, this is really quick. I mean, I am sure that you have dealt with this before. So we are in a situation where, and I'll try to be really quick because this will be boring to most people, but most things I say are, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, we need to automate things in Google Chrome because development has decided that they are, rightly so, we are converting all of our applications, or as many as we can, to HTML5 JavaScript. Some form of Java, but mostly JavaScript. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're trying to get most of our applications to be the similar interfaces and all that, and they're rolling out Chrome. So we're ditching IE, or we're going that direction. Well, the automation software that we use does not work well with Chrome. And the version that we have doesn't work at all with Chrome. Can't do any automation against Chrome.
That's weird.
So, and it's Hewlett Packard owns it, and it's the biggest automation software out there. Anyway, doesn't matter. So we're going through this whole process of trying to get it upgraded, talking to HP, what's your roadmap, yada, yada, yada. You know, and I'm just trying to get the damn thing done. I have to do my job. So I'm looking at open source things.
Is this all written in like ActiveX or something? Why would it not work on Chrome? That makes no sense.
It has to do with, it's how they interface. It's technical. It doesn't really matter. It's how they interface with the browser and get the DOM information from the, and each browser handles the DOM a little bit differently. And that's document object model. Anyway, so there's just, I don't know exactly, but there's something about the, what's the engine that Chrome uses? The, it used to be, they now have their own, but it was,
it was WebKit.
Yes, WebKit. Thank you. Something about that, and they're working on it, but they don't. Anyway, it's technical. Everyone would understand it. I mean, you would, but it's boring. So anyway, all the thing is, I'm looking at open source options.
What is the new engine for Chrome called?
I don't remember. They forked WebKit, and
WebKit, and they stripped out like millions of lines of cruft. But it's I'll give you a hint. It's also a name of an X-Men character.
Storm. No.
Yeah, but you are on the right track. It is a single word. It is a single word.
I don't remember. I was just talking about this with someone today, and
the chat room's got it.
Blink. Oh, I didn't even know that was an X-Men. Anyway, so. It's just the politics that you have to go through to get anything done. It's like, if I could just go out and do something. So I'm talking, this guy that I work with, he comes up to me and he says, now you'll need to talk to such and such and make sure that if we do this certain thing, that it's not going to break all this other stuff. But you don't want to go to this other guy because, you know, the politics of that, he'll shut us down and we won't be able to, you know, we really have to do this kind of, you know. And I'm like, I don't fucking care. I didn't say fuck, but I'm like, I don't care about politics. We need to get our job done. I'm like, why? I don't need any of these bullshit roadblocks. My job.
But that's life. I have that shit too. It's like I have to rewrite stuff all the time because the Internet Explorer, which is on everyone's machine, right? So our department uses Chrome. So all of our internal web apps I can write for Chrome and they're fine, right? They'll run in anything except for IE because our IE... Our infinite IT department, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to block certain things from IT by using the global policy of the Active Directory, right? To block. So like the global policy of the domain basically blocks things from happening in IE. Doesn't block it from happening in Firefox or Chrome. So I don't know what they're really preventing other than just keeping people from using IE. But it's like, but you send out an email to them, but it was done so long ago that you're sending an email out to these people going like, look, I'm a web developer. I work in this department and I'm trying to write, and this works on my laptop on our domain.
Right.
And it doesn't work in the same version of the IE on my computer. So something in the domain is blocking. I don't know what that would be. And it's like, what? It's just, yeah.
I came from a smaller company to like the largest company you can go to, and the bureaucratic red tape to get anything. I cannot walk from one desk to the other without filling out the appropriate form and talking to the right. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, and I'm looking at an open source software, and it's actually what Google uses to do their automation.
Yes.
And I have to go to a open source committee to get this approved. I'm not joking. I have to go to an open source committee.
Maybe that's come calling right now. Maybe that's
My approval.
Yeah, there you go. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. I have to cruise out, bring from the train.
What?
Report to Eddie Murphy's Theatre.
What?
Anyway, let's hope that's true because I hate doing retractions. Bye.
Okay, all right. This is RT Cruiser calling from the train. I was able to make out that much. Were you able to make out any of the rest of it?
Eddie Murphy dead.
Eddie Murphy has died.
He hopes that this is not some kind of prank or something because he would hate to have to call back for a retraction.
Eddie Murphy has died.
That is what RT Cruiser is saying. I couldn't understand all of the I listened to it like five. I mean, no, I couldn't have. I just have really good ears.
Must be. You have very good ears.
Well, I don't want to pound fuck my company. I'm just saying that I don't like bullshit politics. I like being paid. That sounds like hold music. I appreciate your call.
No, that was the Eddie Murphy. That's from Beverly Hills Cop, right?
We appreciate your call this evening.
Oh, wait. We have another phone call here. Let's see if we can get to this. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Abby Cruiser. I've been punked. Eddie Murphy, not dead.
Not dead. Not dead.
It was a hoax.
It was a hoax.
He died quite a bit. July 2012, August 2012, December 2009. I guess it's just his career then. Okay, bye.
No, he's the donkey in Shrek.
He's the donkey in Shrek.
He's making millions while I sit around trying to figure out how to mine Bitcoin.
Right. You could work on being a voiceover artist or something.
Right.
You know, Eddie Murphy is not dead. So anyone who might have been scared by that.
Sorry, I can't give you one for this one, RT.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Sorry. No, don't get that. All right. So I'm sorry that you work in a company that has a lot of red tape. But you know what? That's as I've said numerous times, even on this show.
So much more could get done.
Bureaucracy is a function of size, not a function of whether it's public or private. So there you go. There you go. You're proving the point.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, keep it, tag it.
All right, so now I can't hear anything but Funky Town when I every time I hear that. Is it wait, the what with, no, the song is called Let's Groove Tonight, right?
I really don't know. I don't know. That's before my time.
Oh yeah, everyone knows that song though.
I mean I was yet a twinkle in my mother's eye.
No, that's Let's Groove Tonight. It was like an Earth, Wind, and Fire sing. Well, Let's Groove Tonight. I think that's probably what it is. Is it Earth, Wind, and Fire? No, it's not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm not good at music trivia.
That. Yeah, originally it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah.
Let's groove tonight and share the spice of life.
All right, that's not the Earth, Wind, and Fire version, but the song was done by... Where was I? I don't even remember what I'm doing. Oh, we have a call for a tech question.
Technology.
Let's listen to that.
Technology.
Tech question.
Yes. Oh, dear God. That was loud.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Little backstory. I work at GameStop. And as you probably know, this is a...
I'm sorry. She works where?
GameStop.
Very busy time in my GameStop career.
Yes.
With the launch of all these Christmas titles and the launch of the two new consoles.
So
the tech question is,
yes,
PlayStation 4 or Xbox One?
Yes.
I personally am getting a PlayStation 4 for many reasons. One being that I'm cheap. It's cheaper. Two being that I think Sony seems to have better launch titles than that Microsoft normally does. And because I don't want the Kinect. I see no point in it. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that to you guys now. Have a great day. Bye.
All right.
So, Carrie, before Daniel starts to talk...
Oh, excuse me.
I'm going to give you the opinion of a non-gamer, because I've tried and tried to get into gaming, and I just can't. And I don't know much about these consoles, but what I will say is, I have heard that the Xbox... It depends on what you want. I have heard that the Xbox is going more towards Media Center. Although, it still does all of the high-end gaming, all that. Although, computers can do much better than the consoles, as far as graphics and all that. But, all your Call of Duty and all that shit, it's all available. It'll be available on Xbox. But, they're going more towards... they're trying to go towards Media Center, and you can pass through your cable box, and there's some shit you can do with, like, I don't know, media stuff. So I would go more towards that. Doesn't that sound
is that a technical term?
It is media stuff that you can do.
Right.
All I know is you can pass through your cable box, and there's some added functionality that they will give you. Like, you can say, Xbox, I'd like to watch Larry King. And it'll just change your, supposedly.
and it will say, Larry King went off the air three years ago.
I don't know where Larry King came from, but it doesn't matter. I want to watch, what is that show? I don't know. Well, Witches of East End,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes.
And it will change to that. And plus it will incorporate digital, like internet channels as well. So, and I think the concept of Kinect is very cool. I would like to be able to talk to it and wave my arms around if things happen, and I could play with it more, so I would go for that. I will let Daniel speak now.
Oh, that's all my, I'm allowed to speak now.
Yes, go right ahead.
Actually, for me, neither. At least up front.
She said if you were going for one or the other, you can't just wishy-wash around and like get out of it. You have to, if someone's holding a gun to your head and said, Mr. Brewer, you have to purchase either the Xbox One.
But then I would have to go with the Xbox One because I already have an Xbox 360. So I already have an Xbox Gold account. I'm a Microsoft developer, so I already have an MSDN account. I have a SkyDrive account. All those things are integrated in with the Xbox One. So I would.
What should Carrie get?
You know what? Whatever. Because I'll tell you this right now. The trend in gaming is back towards PC gaming because of the speed at which things move, right? This last generation console was with us for what? 10 years? Almost 10 years?
Yep.
It's like
more than 10.
My PC kicks the shit out of my Xbox, right? I mean, I have dual video cards that are connected with SLIs. Like my PC is a much more powerful gaming system than my Xbox. There's this whole concept of having exclusive games to a particular platform is really by and large going away, other than like for like Nintendo that owns some of their own properties or like maybe a Sony property or a Microsoft property that may not be available on the other platform for a period of time. But for the by and large, any of the big name games you're going to be able to get on either platform. One of the things that I liked about Grand Theft Auto 5 was that it didn't really matter whether you're playing on PlayStation or whether you're playing on Xbox, they have incorporated their own social network, the Rockstar social network, that lets you group up with them regardless of the platform that they're on. So by running their back-end servers, you're going to be able to do that. And everything is moving towards cloud at this point in time. So you're looking at this situation where, you know, You maybe need some graphics powers and everything like that, but all of your like really big kick-ass physics calculations and stuff like that are just going to be done up in the cloud. So then it takes an enormous burden off of the hardware that you need to have in your house. So that makes it so that you can have all kinds of you know, alternatives to Xbox and PlayStation. I will make this prediction right now. I don't think the Xbox One or the PS4 will come anywhere near the popularity of their predecessors. I don't think when we look at this 2 years or 3 years out from now, I don't think the Xbox One will have anywhere near the sales that the Xbox 360 did. I don't think that the PS4 will have anywhere near the sales that the PS3 did. And I think it's just more of a function of how we game and how we do things nowadays. So
I think you should get a Wii.
Then you absolutely should not get a Wii.
A Wii U, or whatever.
Absolutely
it is.
Not. That would be the last possible thing that you would want. Oh, I got another phone call here. Let's go to that. Hello.
Hello, darlings. It's Donna Sugar.
Hi, Donna.
So I've been in this weird K-hole because I've been listening to back catalogs.
Did she say a K-hole? Did she fall into a K-hole?
I don't know, gay hole or cake hole or something.
So I've been in this weird K-hole because I've been listening to back catalogs. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
So I was listening to your guys' show from a few weeks back, and you guys were saying, you guys are giving credit to some random-ass celebrities that should not be given credit. And so I just wanted to call and let you know that one of my goldfish died. Surprisingly, her name was Whitney Houston.
Oh!
Floating in the bowl like that. Oh, goodness, all that water.
What did she say when she died?
Call in and get my points. Kisses, darling. Mwah. Bye.
I really want to know, what did she say when she died? Hey, Daniel, what did Whitney Houston say?
You know,
when
Donna actually recorded the goldfish dying. It sounded like this.
Insensitive of you, Daniel. And in her grief, in her time of...
I know. Yeah, it's my bad. All right. So thank you, Donna Sugars. I'm sorry, you're goldfish. No, not going to do it. So there you go. So Carrie, I hope that answered your question. You know what? It really... this is like one of those Android iPhone questions. The correct answer is whichever platform you have the most invested in. If you have thousands of dollars invested in iTunes movies and iTunes music that you can only get to in that manner, then staying in the iPhone arena makes the most sense for you. If you don't, and you have like thousands of dollars invested in Google Play and thousands of dollars invested in media that is on your Android device, then you stay in that ecosystem. And it's the same thing here. If you're invested in the PlayStation Network and the PlayStation universe, because the hardware specs between the two of them are almost identical. There's really no difference in the hardware specs between the two of them. So other than the PS4 comes with a Blu-ray player. So you can use it as a Blu-ray player, which gives you an extra little thing there. So
although apparently the Blu-ray functionality will not work out of the box, they have a patch or something that's going to happen.
The news.
Ah, damn it. Okay, here we go. So in Nisqually Reservation, Washington, the search is on for more human remains after a dog dragged a human leg home to her owner on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, the gruesome discovery was made on the Nisqually Reservation, and on Sunday, investigators found even more body parts after one day of searching. 93-year-old Bill Flowers found the leg after his dog, Liberty, dragged it home and was standing over it.
Now, what makes this funny?
Nothing.
I'm just saying, because usually you say that you pick the stories because of it. So, had it been the arm, you could have made the joke, and then the dog was arrested for armed robbery or something like that, right? You could have, made the joke.
I find it kind of odd.
You almost said amusing. You find it amusing that there is a one-legged man.
Dog dragged out. Yes.
There's a one-legged man out there.
Yes. I found
Adam
it
Burns.
I found it.
Where's that music? Adam Burns being hunted relentlessly by a one-legged man.
I mean, I don't know. All this talk of zombies and Walking Dead and everything, and then a dog drags home a leg. It's like an episode of Bones or something. I could just see what's her name and what's his name coming out there and making some jokes, and about their life. And, they got married in the last episode. Anyway, so the guy, it's a 93-year-old guy. He says, I examined it, picked it up, and looked at the toes and nothing.
And then, the leg. And I have a recording of it. Do you want to hear me? This is what he said.
Sure.
Hey, guys. It's me, Francis. I'm exhausted after a really long day. I try to put up with all this new Google Plus bullshit, they came out and tried to tell us that it's going to be a better commenting system. We're going to clean up the cesspool that is the YouTube comment section. I wanted to support them at first. I tried everything I could to deal with it. I thought that there was nowhere to go but up, all the people do on my comment section is call me fat. You're fat. I don't know. I'm fucking fat.
That's why he cut his leg off, was to lose weight.
Anyway, apparently he didn't report it until 4 days later when his daughter told him he should.
Now wait, the guy that lost his leg or the dog?
The guy who found it.
The guy that found the leg.
He was afraid to call. He says, I'm 93 years old. I didn't want to have to go to the pen for something I didn't do. it's funny. This is funny, actually, because I don't know if anybody else, but where I'm from in the South, it is very common for people to refer to jail as the pen.
The penitentiary.
I don't know if that is a thing anywhere else, if that's a Southern thing. He was in Washington, but
I think it's an age thing.
It's a redneck thing?
No, it's an old thing. Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone would call it the pen, the pokey, the big house.
Okay, young people even in the town that I'm from refer to it as the pen.
All right, we're moving on.
Yeah, we're moving on. So there's a video of this other one, but it's blurred, so it didn't really do much for me. So anyway, performance artist Peter Pavensky nails his scrotum to the cobbled road to the cobbled road at Moscow's Red Square, then sits naked on Russia's most famous spot outside the Kremlin on Sunday. Police arrested him and took him to the hospital. Pavensky says his protest was his response to Russia's descent into a police state and was timed to coincide with Police Day, with Russia's law enforcement officials celebrated on Sunday. That's the end of that story. There was no more.
We have audio of him nailing his testicles to the...
You should kill yourself. One guy said, don't kill yourself, just wait. It'll happen eventually. What an asshole,
So I thought there was more of a story there. I must have gotten the wrong link or something. Anyway,
you saw testicles and immediately you just, we gotta have that. Gotta have that story.
He looks like his body's pretty nice. And he looks like he might be cute. I'm not sure.
He makes money doing public. There you go. You could do that.
I could nail my testicles.
You
to
could be a performance
road.
Artist. No, you don't have to just. No, you don't have to copy them. You just have to come up with stupid shit. You know, like, I am Adam Burns. I'm a performance artist. I'm going to stand here. I'm going to go shopping in Walmart in a thong and while handing out chicken feathers.
Masturbate inside of a melon. I didn't make any money off of that. Is Donna leaving?
Donna's already left.
Oh, bye, Donna. So anyway, our last story. I don't know if this is funny or not either, but anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Tom Cruise, I don't think he trains harder than Olympic athletes.
Yes.
He believes his job as a professional actor is as grueling as fighting in the war in Afghanistan.
It is.
This according to legal documents obtained by TMZ.
It is.
As we were, huh?
It is. Oh. I mean, wait. Are we talking about watching him?
No.
His job, fuck that. No.
Cruise recently sat for a deposition in his $50 million libel suit against a magazine publisher that claimed he abandoned his daughter, Suri, and his quotes are gold. First, the Middle East, Tom says his location shoots are just like serving a tour in Afghanistan. Quote, that's what it feels like. And certainly on the last movie, it was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah, provided that, you know. Provided that your combat troop in Afghanistan had craft services.
As for his physical training...
And air-conditioned trailers for you to change in.
As for his physical training, Tom said, quote, there is difficult physical stamina and preparation. Sometimes I've spent months, a year, and sometimes 2 years preparing for a single film. But the kicker, he adds, a sprinter for the Olympics, they only have to run 2 races a day. When I'm shooting, I could potentially have to run 30, 40 races a day, day after day.
Oh, my God.
But it's not all grenades and triathlons. Tom says he's only flown commercial once in the last 4 years, and that was because he had no choice.
All right, this is just, I'm aborting this. This is just sad. It's just sad.
Anyway, he's there Tom you go. There's
stupid,
Tom
stupid, douchey Tom Cruise with stupid, douchey things. Got it? Got it.
Yep.
Moving on.
It's you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, it's time to celebrate your birthday. It happens every year. We'll eat a lot of
breakfast. It is time for the DI Plus birthday. By the way, before we go a step further, we have two people very intimately involved with this show, or at least their hosts, that we have to say happy birthday to. So a belated happy birthday to Stephen from Wisconsin.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
My roommate, Stephen's birthday was this past week. And Lurie Dean, Lurie Dean's birthday is coming up on the 14th. So this show will probably not be released by then, but Thursday this week is Lurie Dean's birthday. So.
If anyone was upset with the timing of the release of the last episode, that was... Daniel Brewer.
I did get it's funny. I know when people are behind and stuff, because I'll get like random Google Hangout messages from me going like, oh dear God, the fire alarm hurts. I was just like, oh, you're 3 weeks fine.
Okay. Okay, here we go. So I picked one or two obscure ones just because. All right. You always say they're too common.
Go ahead. Go. This sounds like a procedural.
How does something sound like a procedural? Exactly.
I can just see like the credits, like, you know, like somebody's name flashing across the screen. Is this canon? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
And you know, people have made fun of me before because I enjoy a nice procedural.
I know. Is this in fact a theme song to a procedural?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. It's
although this must be the dance remix because I've never heard this version.
All right, I give up. What's the name? What's the name of the show?
Mark Harmon is in it.
So this is CSI or whatever. No,
it's NCIS.
So yes. Is it Mark Harmon?
It is not Mark Harmon. This is one of my favorite shows, and it is number one on CBS like every year.
Now, is that available on Netflix?
I don't know. For a while, NCIS wasn't available anywhere because they were dickheads and wouldn't let anyone play it other than... They wouldn't even put it on the CBS website. You had to, like... the only choice was to watch it.
So I'm looking... I am looking here at... No, it is not available on Netflix.
Well, apparently they're still dickheads. But anyway...
Well, you say that, but let's see.
It's not Mark Harmon.
Relax. Let me see if it's available here on... is it available on Amazon Prime?
If anyone can get this the first try in the chat room, I will give you something. My utmost gratitude, because I guarantee you no one is going to get this. Well, unless you Google it. No, wait. Now, you can't Google it.
I don't know. I'm not good. I don't know. I give up. Whose birthday is it?
Well, since you don't watch the show, it's going to be meaningless to you. But the person whose birthday it is Cote de Pablo.
Wow.
I don't know if it's Cote or Cote, but it's the girl.
Yes.
On there, Ziva. She plays Ziva David. She is a former, what's the Israel?
You'll be happy to know that it is available on Amazon streaming.
Oh, okay.
But not for Prime. You actually have to pay for it.
What's the Israel FBI? The Mossad?
Yes.
Or the Passat?
The Mossad, yes.
Mossad? Whatever. She's a former one of those agent that becomes Mossad. An FBI agent.
Mossad.
Okay. Anyway, she is 34 years old, so she's actually younger than me, which nowadays is becoming more and more common, I find.
That's how that happens. It's called the Mossad.
Every year, there are people who are younger than me. It's amazing.
I know.
Anyway,
that is amazing.
Happy birthday.
Well, screw you, NCIS, that I can't watch you on Amazon Prime for free.
Here we go. Yeah. It is very procedural, and it's a story every week, and I like those. I mean, I could fall asleep and still watch
it. I'm almost done with season 3 of Stargate.
I'm in
the year 2000. I had this question about Stargate, though, but it can wait. We need to move on. Move on.
Okay, here's the next one.
All right. I know this one. This is this is a comedy. I should know that. I know.
All right,
this.
I'm gonna play a little piece of this person talking.
Mrs. Walker, I'm Agent Korn. This is Agent Pembleton.
Oh, thank God! I've been fighting with my lawyer. Can you open this?
Oh, so this was Will and Grace. That was the theme to Will and Grace, the most evil television show ever. So it would be this lady who played Karen, and wait, I'm going to tell you her name. I'm going to tell you her name. Her name is, oh shit, I know this. It's
her name is not oh shit.
Yeah, it's something though. It's she's got a name.
On the tip of your tongue.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Something Delaney. No.
Well, a couple of people have it in the chat room. It's not Delaney.
Oh, Megan Mullally. There you go.
Megan Mullally.
I'm stealing it from Ant. Oh, wait. It's all about had it first. By the way, any guesses as to who It's All About would be?
It'd be probably Mark.
Mark. Oh, that's a good guess there. Yeah.
It's either Mark or Ed. And since there's an M.
Uh-huh. That was your first clue. Huh? All right. Go. Happy birthday, Megan. How old is Megan Mullally?
Oh, she is... 55 years old.
55 years young.
Now, I don't know if we've ever had this one before, but I thought this clip would make it a little bit harder. So let's see if you... This is a trailer to a movie.
All right.
Assume I've done...
1922. The tempo of the city had changed sharply. The buildings were higher. The parties were bigger. The morals were looser and the liquor was cheaper.
Now, this the restlessness sounds like Tobey Maguire.
Hysteria.
Shall we?
Who is this Gatsby?
Do you know him?
War.
Is this Tobey Maguire?
It's doing not the, Tobey
doing
Maguire.
The, Tobey Maguire doing the voiceover. That was Tobey Maguire doing the voiceover.
It may be Tobey Maguire doing the
but
voiceover.
But I heard him say Gatsby, so that must be The Great Gatsby, and it's Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday.
Yes, it is Leonardo DiCaprio, and I don't find him in my spreadsheet.
I know this because I was invited to his party. It was here in New York. It was his 39th party, and I was 39th birthday, and I was invited. Of course, I was far too busy to go.
Why were you invited?
My family knows his family. It's a long story. I'll tell you.
Were
something.
You really invited, or are you just like, because I'm pretty gullible. So, I mean, if you could string me along for a long time. I love Leo. Well, I think I don't like his look in the past, 5 to 10 years.
I'll tell him that.
But I think he's a very attractive man.
I would have happily gotten you an autograph from him, you know, because we're, I won't say we're friends, we're acquaintances, we're not friends, and not like, like if I picked up the phone and called him, I could talk to him. But but
well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know,
but if I showed up at his house, I probably couldn't just walk in. You know what I'm saying?
So maybe he could help promote my new YouTube channel where I'm going to mine for Bitcoins.
That would be exciting.
That's my new angle.
All right, fine. You know what? We were so far over. Let's move along here. But you know what? Sater only listens to shows that are under an hour, so he never listens to our show.
Happy birthday, Leonardo DiCaprio, my favorite actor. Yes. Okay, anyway, go ahead. That's all the birthdays.
Oh, that's all the birthdays. Well, then, in that case, then we have to do this.
I guess you know the Earth is going to crash into the sun, but that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake. Happy birthday.
What does Turnip Head do during our show?
Oh, you get shadow. They're going to clean it up. You know, they're going to fix it.
This is not better. This is worse. How did they make it worse? I didn't think there was anything worse than a Google comment section. Like, 4chan is proud right now.
What the? 3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
No, Ant. Ant in the chat room asked, did he say that 4chan was proud now? He said, no, 4chan. 4chan. The number 4chan. Google it. Anyway, it's a thing. So we have some emails and we have some voicemails. And as always, I will let Adam handle the emails. So please go ahead, Adam, handle the email.
Oh, hell. I believe we have one. You said emails, but I have one email here.
Yeah, I think we just have one.
From Kathy Bacon.
Miss
It says,
Kathy.
Great show, guys. Not a winner. Oh, well. I swear my thyroid has rendered my mind useless. Never remember that anything is called.
Yes.
What anything is called.
Yes.
Loved your dad's clip on the end. In 1993, we started collecting Tonka trucks for Derek and have 5 or 6 of them.
Yes.
And of course, being a proud mama and scrapbooking craze of the 90s, I scrapbooked the first few years of his life. Your dad is awesome. I love how sidetracked he got and thoroughly enjoyed your sharing that call with us.
Yes.
My hiatus always seems to kick off other calls to the BFO, but not having anyone to call when something odd happens is difficult.
Right, and she included a picture of the scrapbook from with the Tonka. Yes. I had that Tonka truck. That was the little Tonka truck that I had.
We had these huge Tonka trucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happened to them, but I mean, the big one, that would be collector.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that was,
is how I could become a millionaire.
But that's what happened. If you had heard the clip that I put on the end of our show of my dad, that was what we were talking about, was I had those Tonka trucks and my mom took them away from me and put them up in the attic because, oh, one day they'll be collector's items. So I didn't get
they
to play
are.
With them.
They are now.
Right, great. They're rusting up in her attic.
I mean, you could sell them and become
a millionaire. I would have rather had played with them.
I just want to tell the audience, I don't care about being a millionaire. I mean, I could be a billionaire, a trillionaire. It doesn't matter. I just, you know. All right. So I know we got some voicemail. So push the button, Frank.
Hey, guys. It's Carrie. So I'm listening to the last episode of Dubious Intent, episode 96.
Yes.
And at the end, you know, Daniel has a little clip from his dad. And
yes.
You know, I'm really enjoying listening to it, but I swear it brought me to tears. Why?
Why?
It's because my mom died about 2 years ago. My dad died when I was 8. And I am completely jealous and envious that you have these audio clips from your dad. You know, that's an amazing blessing. I had a couple text messages from my mom after she passed, and they disappeared when my phone died. And I am jealous that you have those. So I just wanted to say you're really lucky. Thanks, guys. Loving the show. Bye.
Well, thank you. Now, I was lucky in the sense that he, you know, that clip that I ended up playing was from Wowcahol, and we used to do a regular segment on the show where we would call Dad with video game questions that he knew nothing about, and he would, you know, have to answer the question. So we called the segment "Ask an Old Man." So we would our listeners would write in some fairly detailed video game questions, and then we would call Dad. and ask him. And of course, he had no idea. He never played the game. He'd never seen the game. He had no idea what it was. And of course, some of his answers were quite funny. He rolled with it and went with it. And, you know, so, but I do have actual interview recordings of my dad that I did with him. And so I haven't edited those yet. I haven't put the, I was going to put one of those on the end, but it was just, there's a lot of editing work to do there. So I didn't do that. So anyway, but well, thank you, Carrie.
My father died when I was 10. And we have pictures and stuff, you know, and I think there's some home videos and that sort of thing. But yeah, I don't have anything like that. I do have, I got some videotape because I was doing some stuff for a family website that, by the way, no one went to because they all go to where?
Facebook.
All that work. No, don't worry. Don't worry, guys. Anyway, but yeah, so I have some home video, but yeah.
Yeah, we've seen your home video.
No, not, no, not. Oh, that's horrible.
What?
I was trying to be serious.
So Adam is the one who's the melon fucker.
I was thinking, I get accused of making everything a joke.
I'm sorry, Adam.
So I was trying to remain serious and not make any jokes.
I'm sorry, Adam.
And you made a joke. It's fine.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
It's been, let's see, he's been dead for...
Don't say it. Then people will do the math and they'll figure out not only how much money you make, but how old you are. Let's go to our next phone call, shall we? Hello.
Adam Burns. Really? You've never heard of using Dale bread for stuffing? You're weird. Okay, you're weird. But cornbread does sound delicious. I have never had cornbread stuffing. But of course, I'm not from the South. Maybe that's just a Southern thing.
No,
I'm sorry.
Maybe all of us Yankees from everywhere not the South use Dale bread and you use cornbread. So,
honey, you're from California. You're not a Yankee.
What are Californians anyway?
They weren't even part of the Union during that time, were they? Had they?
Don't ask me questions that involve having brains.
California wasn't even part of the U.S. Or we, it was just new territory during the Civil War, wasn't it? I don't think that really.
I'm a technologist, and you may.
I don't know. Maybe it's regional.
Regional. There
How many regions have you been outside? Like, you should try going outside of your region and experiencing other customs. Okay.
No, well, wait. Pause it right there. Oh, never mind.
She was over. She was done.
Kisses. I have to speak to this. Donna, honey. I have been
Donna,
so many different...
You mean Donna Sugars from Big Silly Homo?
Yes. I have been to so many different regions. It would be blinding to you how many regions I've been to. And I have heard of... I may have said I hadn't heard of it, but I have heard of it, but it always struck me as being gross. Maybe it's fabulous. Maybe it's wonderful. Bread seems like it would be soggy. I mean, maybe you do it differently with bread than you do with cornbread.
Dale, but you just crumble it up. It's like breadcrumbs. That's all.
But anyway, I mean,
By the way, I know we're way over, but by the way, let me just say, Fatty can never ever talk to you about that 20-minute cookie recipe. Did you hear his show? His entire 20-minute show the other day was like a recipe for soup. It was so...
I'm a few days behind on his, so I don't...
You can skip that one because it was gross. So that's the next one here.
Hey, this message is for the listeners. This is Bacon, Kathy Bacon. And I'm just... The listeners, I want you all to call in and... wait, no, maybe not.
What?
Okay, well, anyway, just... Oh, geez, now my mail just fell on the floor and I have to reach it to put it in the box. Do you know that the United States Postal Service, where I live, I'm going to have to get out of my car, put it in park. Holy Lord. Okay, do you know that the United States Post Office, where I live, all the boxes, like it used to be local, bulk, and out of town or something, now they're all, it says all mail, local and outgoing. Outgoing as in like a little bit more excited and friendlier than the rest of it or what? Oh my God, that's so funny.
I swear I didn't pause that. That's where it ends.
I didn't listen to that. I mean, oh yeah, wait, this is the voicemail segment. I didn't listen to that whole thing when I was, so yeah, she just.
All right, so she started it off by wanting the listeners to call for somebody. So
I don't know why.
I don't know. It wasn't a message to us. It was a message to our listeners, something to call when you, and then she dropped her thing, and then when she dropped her thing, she lost her place, I guess.
She didn't say why.
She dropped her thought.
Call for what? I still want a dipped cone update. I haven't.
I don't know. Maybe she knew what it was. She met a very outgoing piece of mail and she got into a conversation with it. And then, you know, the rest was history. All right. Let's go to our last voicemail here.
Well, yeah, we may have another celebrity death phone call.
We do. But let's get to our last voicemail here. This one comes from England.
G'day, Dio Plus boys. Or men, I suppose I should say. Two things. Actually, I was really ringing for one, but I just heard the end of your latest show, so now it's two things.
Yes.
Number one.
Yes.
When did you switch around Adam and Daniel on the artwork for the podcast? For some reason, Adam has now moved to the left and Daniel's on the right. So, I don't know, is that signifying that he's taking over the podcast and really becoming the boss? Number two, afterthought, yeah, Alden is much hotter than Adam and I had totally forgotten that. Okay, thanks. This is Scotty. I'm on the side of the road in Wimbledon. Okay, bye.
All right. Can we...
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We changed the...
No.
Are you...
No. Answer his last... I have the answer to his first question. There's actually a technical reason. And then you, the second one, do you want to respond?
No.
Okay.
I do not care to respond to that.
All right, thank you.
Everyone is entitled to their opinion.
I think Alden
is a very hot individual.
All right. Now, Scotty, the reason that you see the picture with us on what you
Daniel
consider...
Daniel doesn't want to look like a pedophile.
No, what you consider to be the wrong side is because you're in England. And so, like, here in the United States, it's still on the other side. But in England, because they drive on the different side of the road, we had to switch the order in which people were sitting.
It actually, as it comes across the pond to England, it flips.
In the same way that if you were to leave a review to us in the iTunes store in England, no one would see it because nobody uses fucking iTunes. But it's, you know, apparently it's only in that store. So I guess our artwork in England just shows up with us on the different side, and that's just it's a thing.
The real reason, Scotty, if you were a true listener, you would know this. We talked about it in length. I know we have.
All right, can we?
Daniel felt like. He looked like a dirty old man.
It looked like you were sitting on my lap.
Looked like I was sitting on his lap, and he didn't like that. After the Santa
picture. Are we going to switch? Are we going to switch to our Christmas? When are we switching to our Christmas logo?
Oh, I don't know. We should.
It's, you know,
we can.
We've had the first snow.
Well, we can if I can find it.
We've had the first snow of the season, so it's
on the website or the art for the
artwork.
I'll have to look for that. We can switch. I'll have to find it, though. I'm sure it's in my email.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
That's not Mariah Carey.
There is just one thing I need.
This is a ripoff.
It was Glee. They rip off everybody. All right, let's get to our last celebrity death phone call. I mean...
Hello? Wait.
Hello?
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser with another one.
Yes.
Paul Mantey. Mantee, star of Robinson Crusoe on Mars, has died. Bye.
Do we know what Robinson Crusoe on Mars is?
No, and he already got one.
So sorry. All right, I have to take us out of the contact segment.
3, 2, 1.
All right. Wow. We were just...
You always say we're over time, but we're about the same amount of time as we have been every week.
We are just way, way over, and, you know, I'm trying to find what would be a good closing Christmas song.
I don't know. What are we, Coverville now or something?
No, I'm just saying, you know, just a, you know, little thing for us to...
Oh,
my God, I was thinking of that one before you ever...
There you go. Need a little Christmas. We can.
Like you read my mind.
Right. We have a. We could start now with the studio if we start putting up the tinsel in here and get all decorated and stuff. And
now, how do atheists celebrate Christmas?
We give presents and we put up Christmas trees and tinsel and things that have nothing to do with Jesus.
Do you do rituals like, you know?
We do
burn things.
We burn Christians
in effigy.
I would just say it's a very I'm just saying.
We should ask Nicole and Christina what they each do for Christmas.
We should.
Because one of them is religious and one of them is an atheist.
I want to have a big, you know, Christmas party here in the Pride 48 studio, and I think there's only one question that really needs to be asked.
Will there be cake?
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. or send us an email. Dubious Intent. No, contact at dubiousintent.com.
Good job.
You know, someone pointed out that our phone number on our website is an image.
It is an image. That's correct.
But if you were to make it text, then people could, on their phone, could just tap it and call.
Well, I didn't do that. I think that was Larry.
No. You couldn't just make it on that. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I just don't think I did that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So anyway, so there you go.
It's all Larry's fault. That's all I'm
it's
saying.
It's all Larry who made that logo to us for free. Yeah, let's throw him under the bus because that's the best thing to do. All right, good night, chat.
Good night, David.